Ian, and the doctor is Ian. Yeah, it's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Here on the audio podcast. Yeah, we're doing something different this week. Always got to be doing something different. This week we're splitting the audio podcast from the video vodcast because we've had a few comments that I got to admit I kind of agree with, and we'll talk about that here in just a minute. First of all, let's get some stuff out of the way by letting you know that this is podcast number 74 for February the 3rd of 2007. Kind of hard to believe we're in 2007, but here we are. Anyway, here's the thing. The problem is that the audio from the vodcast or netcast, the video version, was just not as good as the audio doing an audio podcast, you see. And so we had a few emails from folks saying, Dr. Bill, you know, your quality is just not as good as it used to be. Well, I know. That's because of all the technical mumbo-jumbo that you have to do a video cast. And so we've split it apart once again so that we can do the audio in its best venue and the video in its best venue. That also allows us to make the vodcast a little shorter, which actually works better for streaming video. And it allows us to spend a little time, if we have to, on the audio podcast. So there you go. Remember, of course, that Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network.
This podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network.
TechPodcasts.com.
If it's tech, it's here.
And, of course, if it's tech, it is right here on Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon. And if you're interested in this podcast, you will definitely be interested in the blog, thecomputercurmudgeon.com, which is, of course, available at thecomputercurmudgeon.com. Yes, indeed, thecomputercurmudgeon.com. Now, I know that's kind of hard to spell. That's why we spell it for you. thecomputercurmudgeon.com. You see, it's a public service. There you go. All right, want to share a little bit of geek culture with you today, and that, of course, would come from our favorite geek culture guru, which is Weird Al Yankovic. Now, Weird Al has a song that kind of speaks for itself, so let's just go right into that.
Life is brilliant.
What? Was I too early? Oh, sorry. Should I? Do you want to start over or keep going? Okay. Now?
My life is brilliant. Your life's a joke. You're just pathetic. You're always broke. Your homemade Star Trek uniform really ain't impressing me.
Dude, that's low.
You're suffering from delusions of adequacy. You're pitiful. You're pitiful. You're pitiful. It's true. Never had a date that you couldn't inflate. And you smell repulsive too. What a bummer being you. Well, you just can't dance and forget romance. Everybody you know still calls you farty pants, but you always have a job. As long as you still can work that slurpy machine, You're pitiful. You're pitiful. You're pitiful. It's true. You're half undressed, eating chips off your chest while you're playing Halo 2. No one's classy. Guess you'll never grow a clue. Well, it just sucks to be you.
Ooh, Weird Al, that is harsh, man, I tell you. Anyway, that he could be talking about a great number of geeks everywhere, I suppose. And you know, as far as a few of the words in that song, sorry about that. I was going to actually bleep a few, but they got by me. Anyway, the thing is, Weird Al is, of course, weird. Lives up to his name, doesn't he? Yeah. All right, let's go directly into the blog known as Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon. And the first item after our last Netcast podcast was and is Paint.net 3.0 is out. Yes! Paint.net 3.0 has been in beta for some time now, and it is now no longer beta. It is finally out, and it truly rocks, really. This is a major release. It has multi-document interface, has 8 languages available. It is a highly requested interactive gradient tool, 4 new effects, user-definable color palette, lowered disk space usage for scratch files, and generally cleaner and improved user interface, which I gotta admit, it really is a much cooler looking interface. So, dude, check out paint.net. There's a link right there in the blog. Next item, Geek Software of the Week. You know we like to bring in Geek Software of the Week. This week it is VLC Viewer. Now, a lot of folks might say, what's the big deal with VLC Viewer? I mean, hey, I can watch stuff with Windows Media Player, and there's all kinds of video viewers out there. Well, the reason I ran across this is I was looking for a video viewer and actually a tool that would allow me to stream video. And VLC allows you to do that, but the way it works for streaming video is just not that useful to me. But the audio and video player itself is free, it's open source, and it rocks. You really need to try it out. The cool thing is there are binary installations available for Windows, OS X on the Mac, BOS, Debian, Ubuntu, Mandriva, Fedora, Familiar Linux, Yopi Linux, the Zaris, the handheld Zaris unit, SUSE Linux, Red Hat Linux, WinCE, Pocket PC, Slackware Linux, and Alt Linux. Dude, that's a lot of binaries. And then, of course, with the source code, you can compile it for NetBSD, OpenBSD, FreeBSD, Solaris, QNX, which is the little super small version of an operating system that you can run the whole thing, including a web browser and everything else right off of a floppy, Gentoo Linux, Crux Linux. I mean, this thing really does it all. It'll play MPEG 1, MPEG 2, MPEG 4, DivX, MP3, Ogg Vorbis, as well as DVDs. Now, there's a lot of folks that don't have a DVD player on their computer, even though they have a DVD drive. So, this is available for you to do DVDs. And I'm talking full-blown, you know, 16 by whatever format, the wide format DVDs will play using this free VLC viewer player. Rock on. There's a link in the blog. Take you right to it. You can download it. It's so small, so fast, so clean, it just really is cool. So that's our Geek Software of the Week. Now, here's one that was big news to me as a geek, but I haven't even heard it on the mainstream media at all. Okay? They haven't covered it because they just don't know how big a deal it is. And that is, Intel reinvented the transistor. Now, the transistor, as you know, is the primary component of every computer doohickey that's out there. And yet, when Intel just this week announced that they had essentially completely reinvented the way it works using a different material, and the material that they're using is the element hafnium, atomic number 72, which occurs as an impurity. Now get this, an impurity in zirconium. You know, cubic zirconium with the fake diamonds they make. An impurity in that is the main element that allows them to create these super duper transistors. Now you say, well, what's the big deal? Well, the big deal is this thing will be so small, so efficient, it'll cut power by 30%, obtaining a performance improvement as much as 20%. Dude, this thing is going to make smaller, faster computers more and more possible, and cheaper and cooler, and that's pretty much all you need to say. Cooler! So, this is going to be huge. You're going to be hearing more about it in the future, but I just thought that it was interesting that when they came up with it, it just snuck right by everybody. Everybody went, huh? But it's going to be huge. I'm telling you, it's stuff's going to be coming down the road. You're going to go, whoa, how could it be so small and use so little power and have such a long battery life? And it'll be because of these new transistors. I'm telling you, rock on. All right, next item. How to make Firefox look just like Internet Explorer version 6. Now, the first thing is, why in the world would you want to? I like Firefox's interface a whole lot better than Internet Explorer, but I understand the need for this because there are some people, let's just say they're change adverse, okay? They don't like things to look different, feel different, act different on their computers. They're kind of nervous about a computer in the first place. I've seen people that were almost afraid to touch the keyboard because they thought it might explode. So, for these people that need the safety of Firefox, but would be completely blown away by anything different than their good old Internet Explorer, there are ways to make Firefox look like Internet Explorer, thus not freaking them out and allowing them to use a safer browser. If you go to the link in the blog, it'll take you through step by step all the things you need to do to make Firefox look like Internet Explorer. Pretty neat stuff. Next item is Ubuntu the real Vista update. Now this is pretty wild. This is a story about a guy who, and I talk about this on the video cast. If you want to go to the video cast and watch that, it's only 11 minutes long. Check it out because I tell the story in a little lot more detail and I show the barrel interface that is available actually for many different versions of Nixes, Unix and Linux and so forth. But this guy put Ubuntu on his father's PC. Unbeknownst to him, his father had asked him to go out and buy Windows Vista Ultimate. He'd heard how cool it was, and he was a big Microsoft fan. He was always putting down the Mac, always putting down open source. And so his son thought, man, he'll never know. So he went out, you know, ostensibly to buy Windows Vista Ultimate and put it on his father's PC. He comes back and he puts Ubuntu on his father's PC. Brings it up, shows his dad, and his dad goes, this rocks, and started going on about how Bill Gates was so much cooler than Steve Jobs, and the Mac was dead, and it was the final nail in the coffin, and on and on and on. And his son's just waiting. He's going to wait a couple of weeks, then he's going to come back and say, that was Ubuntu Linux. I really didn't install the new version of Vista on there, so that's going to be weird. Anyway, what I was talking about the interface, is a lot of people are excited about Vistas. You know, it was just released January 30th to the world at large. And people have been talking about that. And the main thing they've been talking about is the AeroGlass interface and how cool it is and how you can do so much with it. Well, you need to go check out the video netcast for this week at drbill.tv, drbill.tv. Click on the little link at the top for episodes. Then click on episode 5. Like I said, it's only 11 minutes long. Watch that episode, and in that, I have video of the barrel interface with the 3D graphics and the coolness and the windows disappearing, puffs of smoke, and very cool stuff. So, Linux can do the cool eye candy as well as, if not much better than, AeroGlass. So, there you go, Microsoft. And people have been really just giving Vista a yawn this week, okay? So, hey, what can you say? Tell you what, I know this has been an abbreviated podcast, but like I said, we're kind of splitting out the content between the video and the audio. So I encourage you to go watch the video netcast at drbill.tv. And check out that barrel interface. You just will be amazed at what it looks like. And I am not exaggerating at all. You will be amazed. Alrighty. Well, listen, it's just about time for me to slide on out of here. I know it hasn't been as long a podcast as normal. Two things for that. One is we didn't have as many items that we blogged on this week. And the second is that we're splitting out the content between the video and the audio. But that way you get the best of both, best quality of both. I do want to mention real quick that we have had some emails, and we're going to be doing some answers of questions. I'm kind of collecting all the questions, so if you sent me a question, I'm not ignoring you. I'm just gathering them together to do a question-answer podcast, and we're going to be doing that real soon. Probably next week, we'll do the question-and-answer podcast and cover some technical issues. I want to get the technical content up on the podcast and the Vodcast, netcast, okay? Alright, trying to be consistent, make the audio the podcast and the video the netcast. But there you go. Alright, well, I'll tell you what, it's just about time. There's that music coming in. It's time to head on out of here. Remember, until next week, the doctor is out of here.